You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Doom, doo, 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 doo. Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 23 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, plant friends. Welcome to our Mother's Day special starring you guys. I am so excited at how many people called in and told me your beautiful stories about how you've connected with your mom or your daughter or son or grandma with plants. And I can't wait to share. But just before we dive into these gorgeous stories, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has joined the Garden Club so far. Oh my gosh, I am having so much fun getting to know you guys in the Facebook group. There's already a whole bunch of you guys in there, and you're all talking to each other and posting pictures of your plants. It's everything I could have dreamed of. And when you join the Garden Club Facebook group, your first thing is to introduce yourself, and everybody is sharing where they're from and what their favorite plants are. And it's just such a dream to get to know some more plant people. So if you haven't already, come and join the Garden Club fun. You can join the club on my website, bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club, or just go to bloomandgrowradio.com and click the Garden Club tab. And you'll get an email with the password to the Facebook group and the beautiful download of the Molly Mansfield Keep Bloomin' print that she did exclusively for the Garden Club because she is the best. Moving along, I'm sure you all have been incredible sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters and gotten Mother's Day gifts already. But if you have a mom who is a green thumb like me, or maybe a mom who wants some green in your life, I did write that blog with some Mother's Day gift ideas for your planty parents. Most of the products have discounts, and they're all some of my favorite products and all companies I absolutely adore. And there's something for every type of mom in the blog. So check it out at bloomandgrowradio.com/MD gift guide. MD as in Mother's Day. The other thing with that blog is you might just want to take a look because it's got some pretty cool things for yourself with some pretty cool discounts. I have a bunch of the things that I recommended just because I don't want to recommend things I don't use and love to you guys. And there are some really fun things. So I would journey on over to that blog and take a look for yourself because some of those discounts expire after Mother's Day. So moving right along, today's episode is inspired by you, my plant friends, and your relationships with your moms. During my most recent giveaway on Instagram that I did for my birthday, I asked you guys as part of your entry to tell me stories about your plant friends IRL. And I was totally ready for all of your fun, heartwarming stories. But something that totally blew me away was how many of you tagged or didn't even tag but gave a shout out to your moms and grandmothers. I know that personally I have an amazing relationship with my mom and we totally connect over plants. I'm actually recording this episode from my house, my parents' house, where we're about to plant up Fiala Farm for the day. But it just touched my heart so deeply that a lot of you have very similar relationships with your moms and grandmothers, and you kind of carry the torch of your family through gardening. And when I realized this, I knew I needed to shine some light and love on it and on you. So here we are with this Mother's Day special. I sent a prompt on Instagram asking you guys if you had stories you wanted to share with me to call into this specific number, and you did. Making this episode ended up being somewhat surprisingly emotional for me, and it just felt like an incredible privilege to hear your stories and celebrate the women who made you all, because you're all amazing and I love you. So you guys have already met my mom on episode 20, Talking Tomatoes with my mom and Craig LaHoulier, when she shared advice on how to grow tomato plants that she learned from her mom, and she's been a huge part of my development into Crazy Plant Lady. Honestly, I don't think Bloom and Grow Radio would even exist if it wasn't for her, because she was my main encouragement when I was really turning my brown thumb into a somewhat green one when this whole crazy plant lady thing started. She always picked up every phone call, answered every dumb question. I don't want to say there's a dumb question, but she answered every question I had. And she always reminded me to just calm the hell down. They're plants, they're resilient, water them, put them in light. They do it in nature all the time. You're going to be fine. She always brought me back down to earth when I was like, do I need to use filtered water on all my houseplants? So obviously, how could I start this Mother's Day episode with anyone but my mom telling a funny story about my nonni? Nonni came over from our small town in Italy when she was about 20 and spoke no English. She raised two incredibly amazing, successful women, both in the medical field, and was the matriarch of my family for most of my life. She passed away several years ago, but I have very fond memories of her from when I was a child, watching her cook, watching her laugh, experiencing her yelling at me in Italian a lot and not quite understanding what she meant, and also watching her garden. I will let my mom talk more about Nonni's greenhouse and her garden a little bit more, but I wanted to share this incredible experience I had a few months ago with you guys at the very beginning of my Plant Lady Awakening. I wanted to share this with you because it kind of blew my mind at how energetically charged plants can be for our memory. So the story is, my mom, my sister, and I were in a restaurant in New York City. And at this point, I kind of had plant blindness still. Like, plant blindness is like when you walk around and don't notice nature and like don't notice plants. And then I noticed all of a sudden when I became a plant lady, all of a sudden I was noticing like every house plant in every store in every corner. And out of the corner of my eye, I noticed this small plant with these very familiar leaves that I couldn't quite remember why they were familiar. I went up to the plant, I noticed the particular shape of the leaf, and I touched it with its somewhat fuzzy covering. And then I leaned over and I smelled it. And at that moment, that somewhat sour, like somewhat tart, but also kind of sweet scent immediately transported me back to my grandparents' greenhouse. Like, immediately, I was just there. It was one of the weirdest, most visceral flashbacks I had ever had that was totally brought on by just smelling this plant. And the plant ended up being a geranium. I didn't even know the name of the plant at that time. I had to ask my mom and write it down because I kept forgetting. My mom then said, yeah, Nonni used to have 20 geraniums, 30 geraniums in the greenhouse. And they were abundant in my grandparents' house. I mean, this is now years after they've passed. I haven't been back to that house for 4 or 5 years now. And just the experience was so special. And through smelling and touching that geranium, it kind of just brought me back to my Nani and Nunu again. And they've both passed now. And it was just a beautiful experience of reconnecting with them. And sometimes I regret I had little interest in houseplants at that time when I was a kid. And I just wish I had appreciated those plants in that space a little bit more and asked Nani more questions about them when I had the chance to. But I'm just so thankful that her passion for plants runs in my blood. And I just got a Martha Washington geranium this year that I'm going to keep in my apartment so I can smell and touch it and be brought to that special place in my grandparents' house. So I love you, Nani. Happy Mother's Day. And know that you're a part of this newfound plant passion in me.
Well, when I talk about my mom, as far as gardening, there's indoor gardening. They had a greenhouse. They had a porch that was encased in glass, and I call it their greenhouse. They would have, at any time, there was always maybe 15 geranium plants in that room, which they wintered over for the summer, because then the geranium plants would be put all along the steps and just be a cascade of color. My job with geranium plants inside the house was deadheading the dead leaves off the geranium plants. And, you know, you think, oh, how difficult is that job? It's not a difficult job. You just have to touch it gently and take the dead leaves off. And deadheading the geraniums could take about a half an hour if you just have 15, or it could take an hour, because then you also have to water the geranium after you deadhead the geranium. So you end up spending a good amount of time with your geranium plants and become bonded. Geraniums also are very well known for keeping away bugs and mosquitoes. And in Europe, you'll find that you can put geranium oil on your skin and supposedly mosquitoes won't bite you. But anyway, geraniums was my indoor moment, and a funny outdoor moment, because as Maria has told the world, my mother had a very large outdoor garden where she would plant up to 60 tomato plants. We had all kinds of beds of different kind of seeds that were imported from Italy. So this garden my mother had was pretty substantial. It began at the edge of the shade of the chestnut tree and worked its way forward to the front of the house. So I'm going to say it was at least 30 by 40. And it was a big garden. And at that time, I was about 9 years old. And we had a tenant, John Driscoll. I don't know where he is today. I was a little girl at that point, who is an avid fisherman. And he also marveled at my mother's garden, her outdoor garden. And one day he said to me, you know, I'm going to go fishing on Saturday. If you can get worms for me, I'll pay you a dollar. And I said, what kind of worms? He goes, the worms that live by your mother's tomatoes. And I said, and a dollar? That was so much money back then to a nine-year-old. And so one night, my mother was inside watching her TV show. I went out with the spoon and began to dig holes looking for worms. And in the morning, there were a lot of holes all over her garden. And I did have a jar of worms for John Driscoll. Man, did I get a whoop ass for that. There is no digging holes in my mother's garden looking for worms. And I did dig a lot of holes looking for worms. So one of the happy people that live in a garden outside are worms. But do not disturb them. Let them live there. Let them keep the soil happy, healthy, and aerated. And leave them alone. Don't send them out with any fishermen you know. You can buy those worms.
Thanks, Mom, for sharing that memory of Nani. I would imagine she was pretty pissed at you for a while. Nani was definitely of the old school Italian parenting style of tough but incredibly abundant love. So thank you. Moving on, next up is listener Vita of the Instagram account Boo You Horticulturalist.
I know I should be talking about my relationship with my mom and how it's changed because of plants, but I just wanted to say that I think that I've learned to emulate a lot of the best qualities of my mom just by watching her and how she relates to plants. I just think that for the most part, she's taught me so many good characteristics that I want to cultivate because of how she is. And some of those things are just, she really looks for the beauty in everything. She really looks to celebrate the individuality of somebody or something or some experience. And I think that a lot of that goes back to her appreciation and gratitude for nature. And I think it can be found in so many things, but I love that every positive characteristic of hers that I've seen throughout my life is some way related to plants or how she treats them or how I see her interact with them. For example, she just really believes in being very observant and she wants to be as intuitive as possible. She likes to listen with her whole heart and her head and show you that she cares about who you are. And she really just never gives up on anything. I feel like I've learned everything about, you know, cultivating good characteristics from my mom and from her relationship to plants. She's taught me to care about plants and people and circumstances and just be patient and grateful. But I just think it's really funny because I've had such hilarious moments with my mom about plants. So I recently posted a caption on one of my Instagram pictures where I basically snitched on my mom, and I told everybody that follows me about the time that she yoinked red geraniums from a doctor's office planter. And so I recently told her about how I had posted that, and she immediately went to defend herself, and she said that she was basically being a savior because that particular pot or like clump had gotten out from the main pot, and so it was just sitting there and it was inevitably going to die. And so she was saying that she ended up saving that plant, and of course we still have that plant. They have it in their backyard, and it's my mom's favorite. She loves red geranium. She really loves any G plant like gladiola, Gerbera daisy, but yeah, I don't know, not like gangster plants, just plants with G's, I guess. But anywho, I just really appreciate that I've had so many good moments with my mom over plants, and it's given me this opportunity to be a part of a community that I didn't even honestly know existed a few months ago. I just love connecting with people, and I'm really grateful to her for having, you know, bestowed that upon me, just by being who she is and by being such a kind person and by being such an optimistic and caring person. And it's really, I think, taught me to be more nurturing, less clumsy, hopefully, and all those things. So I just want to say to my mom, Happy Mother's Day. I love you, and I thank you for teaching me how to be a much, much better person than I would know how to be without you.
Thank you, Vita, for that beautifully vulnerable and insightful message. Why you love your mom is why I think everyone in the world needs a houseplant. Your mom sounds like an incredibly special lady, as do you, Vita. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. Next up is our very own Bloom and Grow Radio guest, Morgan from Planting Pink and Houseplant Club.
Hi, Maria. This is Morgan, aka Planting Pink. I wanted to share a sweet story about my mom for Mother's Day. So back when I was in high school, I must have seen someone water propagating a plant somewhere. This was before Pinterest and Instagram, so I don't know where I found the inspiration, but my mom helped me put water in a carafe and we got a pothos and started growing it in water. Then I went off to college, I got married, and I moved out of state and kept moving. So I moved to a different state and so on and so forth for so many years. My mom stayed in Michigan for quite some time, but then she moved to Florida several years ago. And then, with a cool turn of events, I moved to Florida about 3 years ago. When my husband and I moved into our new home, my mom brought over a huge pothos as a housewarming present, and lo and behold, it was the pothos from high school all grown up. She had transferred it to soil at some point and kept it alive and thriving for all those years. My brother, who lives in South Carolina, has his own portion of it now in his dining room, too. It's a very special plant to me because it was cared for by my mom for all those years. Anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the Green Thumb ladies out there. Keep growing.
Morgan, thank you for that special story. I loved your sign-off. That plant has lived an incredible life. I get little goosebumps when I think about all of the life that plant has experienced and been a part of. And I get excited to think about what you'll do with it in the future and where it or small cuttings of it will continue to travel. Oof, that is so cool. Moving right along, here is Erica from Instagram account blackgirl_plantmagic.
My family's, I guess, fixation with plants predates my existence. My parents were married for 10 years prior to deciding to have me. So this was during their phase when they, you know, when they're still in their, we're not having kids phase. So per my father's description, their small, one bedroom apartment in Tucson, Arizona, was filled to the brim with houseplants, and he often would let out their little lovebirds to fly around. And then they also had cats. So he said it was like watching, you know, a wild kingdom kind of show. So I guess regarding my relationship with my mom and plants, our house, my childhood home, was always filled with plants. That certainly didn't stop once they had me. My mom still has a corn plant that I think is about my age, if not a year older. I'm 29, and I think the plant is maybe 30. I didn't really get into plants until I moved out of their home. My mom would constantly try to have a little plant in my bedroom, especially in high school, and I would often forget to open my blinds, and so many of the plants perished as a result of that. And then since moving up to Phoenix for work, I've started to amass quite a houseplant collection, and often my mom has to put up with me giving her phone calls and sending tons of images being like, why are my plants dying? She's like, because you won't leave them alone and you stop overwatering them. But I feel like having all these plants, me and my mother are already close, but I feel like this is another connection that we can share with one another. So I don't know. I like the idea that plants do seem to bring people together and strengthen relationships, and also, you know, kind of inspire new friendships in a way too. So I'm thankful that, you know, my mom always had plants around the house. I feel like it really makes a house feel like a home having house plants around. And I've certainly become a big believer in that now that I'm living on my own.
Erica, I can totally relate to not having the natural green thumb, but having an incredible mom to call for advice. I love how you felt that plants brought you closer together, and I love that you are honoring your mom's green thumb by working to make your own house a home with your plant collection after the incredible one that it sounds like you got to grow up in. Wow. Next up is one of my first plant friends, Alessia, from the Instagram account Apartment Botanist. You all know the story about how she gave me her Pelea pup, but I love the story about how her plant love has affected her relationship with her mom, sister, and future niece, currently germinating in her sister's belly.
I wanted to tell just like a little bit about like how me, between like me, my mom, and my sister, who is a soon-to-be mom, kind of all share a little love of plants and how that kind of connects all of us. Growing up, we actually didn't really have a lot of house plants. I think we had like one. And I remember just like I self made my job taking off the little like tips that were browned because we had no humidity, of course, in the house. So that was kind of my job growing up. And with my grandmother, we used to hang out in our little tiny Brooklyn garden, but it was never anything huge. And growing up, and when I sparked my love of houseplants and everything, like, I immediately wanted to share it with my family and my friends. And my mom has never really been one to keep plants, and it's all been really new to her. And as of late, especially in the past few months, she's been really brave and, like, really more confident in, like, having houseplants. And, like, it's been, like, really exciting sharing that with her. And with my sister, I kind of got her hooked more or less a year ago, and now she has a bunch of houseplants. And she's a soon-to-be mom, and we're so excited. And, you know, she really wants plants and caring for plants and that positivity and that good energy to be a part of her life and her future child and her future daughter, I should say, her future daughter's life. So it's just kind of been this, like, chain reaction of plant love. And I'm just really excited to share that and keep spreading that.
Thank you, Alessia. I am very excited for that as well. So now we had a couple of callers who wanted to send some love to their grandmoms and their grandmothers. So first up, we have Melanie from the account PN Wonder Plants.
My grandma Bonnie is literally an angel sent down from heaven, and she and I have always been really close since I was really little. She's my dad's stepmom, actually, though, and I've always been a little weirdly jealous that some of my cousins get to share a connection with her that I don't. They, you know, get to share a biological connection to her. She has always been this hugely creative person. She's an amazing painter, and she has these amazing, beautiful, huge gardens. They have a farm just outside of Portland where she grows vegetables that she cans every year, and she has this gorgeous cut flower garden, and the beds all around the house just have the most unusual plants that I've ever seen. She's got really cool ones. She really takes a lot of pride in them. And I've always thought of myself as kind of a black thumb until, you know, about a year ago, because I have killed every single plant she has ever tried to give me up until recently. But since I changed my perspective and, you know, my outlook on the whole plant parenthood side of things, she and I have gotten to share this, you know, super cool thing. We love spending our weekends in Portland, you know, poking around the nurseries and all the cute little boutique plant shops. If you ever been to Portland, you know, there are a ton of them. And, I've gotten these beautiful plants that I've propagated from hers. I have a jade, that's, you know, I love, and I've got these Christmas cactuses that she actually propagated from her mother's plant. So it went from, you know, my great grandma to my grandma to me, you know, multi-generational. And they're her favorite. So she's got a couple dozen in the house. It's a lot. And, you know, it's just always been really special to me that I get to share this passion with her that, you know, didn't necessarily get passed down to most of the rest of the grandkids. You know, it's nice to think that even though we may not have the same genetics, you know, I like to think that we came from the same kind of soul. So just kind of a special planty connection that I have with her.
Melanie, what a beautiful perspective to use plants to feel closer with your grandma and heal any potential jealousy or insecurity around being her step-grandchild. That is beautiful. It brought such a smile to my face when I first listened to your call, and that Christmas cactus sounds absolutely incredible. Please post a photo of it so I can include it in the show notes. And now, last but not least, a very heartwarming story about a special peace lily of Rachel's.
Growing up, I always remember going to my grandmother's house. She always had indoor plants, like lining the hallways of her house, and just there were always plants outside. I just remember them, her always having greenery, and it always kind of made me excited to grow up so that I could also have an indoor jungle. And recently on Easter, my grandfather passed away, and as a gift, a family friend gave my grandmother a pretty small, cute, with one little bud, peace lily. And she just kind of was a little bit sad because every time she would look at it over the course of the weekend, it would remind her of my grandfather passing, and it would not really bring her peace or happiness the way I think it was intended. So she kind of asked me if I would like to use it to incorporate like a happy memory of my grandfather, as well as kind of help increase my growing indoor jungle. And so now for the past 2 weeks, I keep passing it. It's on my fireplace hearth. And every time I pass it, I kind of look at it, and it makes me happy because the little one growth flower bloom kind of is still standing up straight. We kind of have nicknamed it Alfalfa because it just keeps standing there tall and proud. And it's very much like my grandfather, pretty quiet, subtle, observing the room. And it's just kind of, it brings me more peace. And so I'm so happy that my grandmother was able to share the plant with me and also kind of pass it along. Like, it's a happy memory of my grandfather, but it also reminds me of my grandmother and her generosity to share.
Thank you for sharing such a beautiful story on how you and your grandma used plants to deal with the grief of losing a loved one. It resonated really deeply with me because I told you I lost Nani in the beginning of the episode several years ago, but last month I unfortunately lost my paternal grandma, Mima. Mima was an incredibly lively, spirited woman who faced a lot of adversity in her life, but with an incredible outlook. She was incredibly involved in my upbringing. Much like Nani, I saw both of them on a weekly basis. She was Cuban, and she taught me lots of things like her famous black bean recipe, to always be on the dance floor whenever there was an opportunity, that olive oil is actually an acceptable form of skin moisturizer, that you should always make an outfit and never just throw something on, because she used to tell me I dressed like a gypsy because I never matched, and that I was special and incredibly loved. She loved her grandkids so fiercely. Mima was an artist and from a very early age instilled a real passion for painting and art in general into her grandkids. And I think a big part of my pursuing music had to do with how she encouraged us to paint and dance and perform for the family when we were little. In Mima's artwork, she would paint flowers a lot. And once again, like my Nani's greenhouse back then, this was something I really didn't pay much attention to. But my favorite paintings of Mima's were these collections of paintings of irises she used to do. She would paint them in oil, and I can remember the rough texture of the dried canvas, the deep blues and yellows, and how beautifully they complemented one another, and the overall calm feel and satisfied feeling I had when I looked at them. I can't remember if irises were actually her favorite flower or not, or if she just maybe enjoyed painting them, but for some reason, her paintings of irises always stuck in my head, and the iris has actually developed to be one of my most favorite flowers. I smile and I think of her every time I see an iris, and my boyfriend has quickly learned that they are the only type of cut flowers I want in a bouquet. In her last month, she loved hearing about my growing love for plants, and it was a lovely topic for me to chat with her about as she was getting sicker and sicker because, as we all know, plants are pure joy and life. So, Mima, you are no longer with me on Earth, but you are always with me at the sight of every iris, every Latin dance song, every performance, every chance I get to create something like this show in which I'm able to spread love and joy just like you did. I take some of your last words, have a smile on your face every day, very seriously, and hope to do just that with this show and with my life. I dedicate this love note to mothers everywhere, to you, and love you very much. Thank you, Mom, Vita, Morgan, Erica, Alessia, Melanie, and Rachel, for all of your beautiful stories. I'm so inspired by you, and I am more thankful to you than you'll ever know for the fact that you got on the phone, called, left the message. I'm just so appreciative of you and so excited to share your stories with the Bloom and Grow community. I hope all you plant people listening out there have a fabulous week honoring your moms and grandmas who are with us or maybe who have left us, and that you just keep blooming and growing in every freaking moment. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.